hello to everybody listening to ACB Radio's main menu this week. My name is Grant Hardy. As spam traffic continues to increase on the internet today, many consumers, including myself, have been on the search for an anti-spam solution that's not only easy to use and safe, but of course is accessible with screen readers. This week, I'll be reviewing a new, unique anti-spam service that's not only accurate and reliable, but is also completely safe and will never accidentally delete messages from your friends and colleagues. Many anti-spam solutions today use filters, which remove messages based on keywords and phrases that are often used in spam messages. Now, while these services can be extremely accurate, they need to be constantly updated in order to work properly, and messages you really do want to see may be accidentally removed without your knowledge. Now, before I actually demonstrate ZeroSpam.com, I'm going to briefly explain how the service works. Now, the beauty of the service is that it's a web-based service that constantly checks your email accounts and removes spam from them. It checks your email accounts from every 5 minutes to every 15 minutes. There isn't anything you need to download or install for the service to work. Therefore, it's compatible with all email clients and all operating systems. To identify which messages are spam, it uses a variety of very intelligent whitelists or allow lists that you can completely customize. Your whitelists include an email allow list, where you can add all the email addresses of your friends and colleagues, a domain allow list, where you can add specific domain names that you always want to allow messages from. For example, adding acbradio.org to this list will accept any messages from email addresses sent from the acbradio.org domain name. A keyword allow list, where you can specify to allow messages that contain certain words or phrases. And a mailing list or newsletter allow list, where you can specify to have all of your newsletters or mailing lists automatically allowed by specifying words in the subject line, the message footer, etc. Now, believe it or not, these whitelists or allow lists become almost 100% accurate in identifying what messages are spam. When a message is sent to you from someone whose email address isn't in your whitelist, or that doesn't contain any keywords or phrases in your other whitelists, a verification message is sent back to the sender. This message provides a link that the sender can click on to verify that they are in fact a human and not a computer. Now, most spammers send mail from false email addresses, therefore this method works extremely well. Once the sender verifies himself or herself, their message is immediately sent to you and the sender's address is added to your allow list. You also have the ability to view the messages in your ZeroSpam.com junk mail folder, which is stored on their server, and therefore you can manually accept or deny these messages. Now, ZeroSpam.com has a variety of other great features that we will be demonstrating in this review. I have Microsoft Internet Explorer opened. I have temporarily removed my email account from my ZeroSpam.com service so that I can demonstrate the process of adding an account. Now, you'll know your account is compatible with ZeroSpam.com if it is a POP or Post Office Protocol account or if it is a Yahoo or Hotmail account. Now, in order to verify what kind of account you have, you should contact your provider. Now, just a few quick notes. I am using a POP account to demonstrate the service. I'm using the latest version of JAWS for Windows, that's version 5.0, with the Eloquent Software Synthesizer. Although, if you are using another screen reader such as Window Eyes, you should find these commands very similar to those of JAWS for Windows. Now to begin, I'm going to go to the open dialogue with a control O.
Control O, open dialogue, type the internet address of a document or folder and Internet Explorer will open it for you, open colon edit combo, zero items.
And I'm going to type in the zerospam.com web address, which is www.zerospam.com.
Enter. Password colon edit.
Okay, and we are at the website even though JAWS did not announce it. Now, if you're not already a zerospam.com user, you should go to this web page to sign up and tab from the top of the page until you hear the register link. From that point, press enter and walk through the very simple guidance wizard, and then you'll have your very own zerospam account. Now, I'm going to press the key combination of Control Insert Home so that I can move to the first form field on this page.
Username colon edit.
And I'm going to press enter.
Enter forms mode on.
And I'm going to type in my username, which is Grant Hardy.
G-R-A-N-T-R-Y.
And I'm going to tab.
Tab. Password colon edit.
And I'm just going to go ahead and enter my password.
Start.
And tab.
Tab. Log button.
And I'm now on the login button, so I'm going to press enter.
Enter. Secure the alert dialog. You are about to view pages over a secure connection. Any information you exchange with this site cannot be viewed by anyone else on the web. OK button.
OK, this is just a security warning. I'm going to press enter to accept it, and I should then be on the next page.
Enter. Good button. For proposal. D6 links.
OK, so I'm now on the settings/accounts page of ZeroSpam. Now, this is kind of a nice feature. It seems like if you have messages in your junk mail folder, you'll automatically be brought to the junk mail section of zerospam.com, where you can go ahead and view and undelete, if necessary, those messages. Otherwise, it places you on the settings/accounts area. Okay, now at this point, ZeroSpam recognizes that I do not actually have any email accounts added at this time, and so it's presenting me with a form where I can add my email accounts. Now on this form, you're required to type in your account email address, your username, your password, and your POP or Post Office Protocol server name. Please note that your username and password should be that of your email account, not your zerospam.com username and password. Now, at this point, I'm actually going to pause the review while I enter in that information, and then I'll resume the review once that information is entered. Okay, so I've now entered all the required information. I'm sitting on the password field of the form. I've just entered in my password, so I'll tab forward.
Tab. Language colon combo box. Smart language detection. 1 of 19. Smart language detection.
Now, zerospam.com has verification messages in about 18 languages, and this box is where you can select the language you want for the verification message. So if we down arrow through this list.
English. Portuguese. Danish, Swedish, Spanish, German, French, Italian.
You see, there are many different languages
Serbian,
in here.
Turkish.
Now, if I press home.
Home, smart language detection.
Smart language detection. This is the default. This is a very nice feature. Zerospam.com, if you select smart language detection, will attempt to detect the country that your message originated from, and it will send the appropriate verification message back to the sender in that language. So, for example, if a sender in England emails you, they will receive an English copy of the verification language, which is probably the one you'd want to send them. If someone in Italy sends you a message, you'll probably want to send them an Italian version of the verification message. So if you have a lot of international contacts, this is a nice feature. Now, I don't, in fact, so I'm going to down arrow to English.
English.
And tab forward.
Tab. Add account button. Add account button.
I'm going to press enter.
Enter. Settings/accounts visited link. 24 links. 24
and
links.
I believe this account should now be added. I am going to press the insert enter key combination to get past the navigation links to the text.
Account successfully added.
Okay, and the account was successfully added.
Click here to set up your whitelist if you have not done so already for this mail account.
Okay, now I'm going to go ahead and demonstrate briefly the whitelists and block lists. Now, the block lists are very similar to the whitelists, except that the email addresses, domains, and keywords you enter will automatically be blocked. So I'm going to go to the top of the page and tab until I hear whitelists, and then press enter.
Tab, settings, slash, tab, pop, spam, visit, tab, whitelists, visited, link, enter, 33, link.
Okay, and once again, I'm at the top of the page. I'm going to skip past the navigation links.
The key to making ZeroSpam.com work best for you is to set up your whitelist properly once you add your email accounts.
Okay, I've silenced the speech. I'm just going to tab forward.
Tab, email whitelist this page link. Tab, import your address book this page link. Tab, domain whitelist this page link. Tab, keyword whitelist this page link.
And get past these
tab,
links.
Alphabetize whitelist button.
Okay, alphabetize whitelist. Just for your own reference, you can alphabetize it if you prefer to view it that way.
Tab, enable email whitelist. Checkbox checked.
Okay, if you want to temporarily disable your whitelist, you would uncheck it there. So this is basically a text box, and as I arrow up and down, you should hear my email addresses. I'm not going to demonstrate all of them because I don't want you to know all of my contacts' email addresses, but I'll just up arrow and down arrow a bit.
FredlerNap@hotmail.com edit. W. Danielbomb89. W. Skelet. FredlerNap. Hardy underline Graham. Hardy under. Kalinizaka. Info edit. Jane Edmund. Kelly underline.
So you see, these are all on separate lines, these email addresses. And if I wanted to add a new email address, I would just have to press enter to go into forms mode with JAWS. And then I would just go to the bottom of the whitelist and press enter to go to a blank line. And then I would add my new email address onto that line. So I'm just going to tab to the next field.
Tab, automatic approval, sends verification messages to email senders not on your whitelist, allowing them to approve their own email.
Okay, this checkbox specifies whether verification messages are sent to senders not on your allow list. Now, I unchecked this temporarily, but I'm now going to press the space bar so that this option is checked.
Space checked.
Okay, and tab.
Tab, save button.
And I'm going to press enter to save this change.
Enter. Whitelist visited link 33.
Okay, and I'm just going to tab until we get back to where we were before we click the save button.
Save. Tab, import your address book to your whitelist colon file upload edit.
Ah, now this is a nice feature. If you have numerous contacts in your address book, as I do, you may not wish to add each email address manually. So if you would like to export your address book to a file and then use this form to upload it, you can do so very easily. There are instructions on exporting your address book for various email clients, such as Microsoft Outlook, Outlook Express, etc. So I'm going to tab forward.
Tab, browse button. Tab, upload button. Tab, click here for instructions on importing your address book. Link.
Ah, there we are.
Tab, alphabetize domain whitelist button.
Ah, here's the domain whitelist.
Tab, enable domain whitelist. Checkbox checked.
So I'm just going to go down.
Enable yahoogroups.com edit.
Okay, so this is the first domain in my domain whitelist.
Land.
Oh, and in fact, that's the only domain name in my domain whitelist. So if I wanted to, let's say, add acbradio.org to that list, it would be a pretty simple procedure. I would just have to press enter to go into forms
mode,
and then go to the end of this and press enter to go to a blank line and type acbradio.org. And then
tab, save button,
and press enter.
Enter, 33 links.
Keyword whitelists and domain whitelists work in basically the same fashion. So, for example, in my keyword whitelist, I have a few common greetings. I have my full name in my whitelist, etc. I'm not going to give you too much away, but you want to customize that to get it working just right for you, and that may take you some time to get it completely polished to exactly how you would like it, But believe me, you will eventually get it to the point where you will receive virtually no spam. So that's all I'm going to do for the whitelists for now. I'm going to go back to the top of the page and tab through the links.
Tab, settings, slash accounts, visited link.
Okay, we've already been there.
Tab, pop spam, visited link.
Okay, pop spam. This is a very nice feature. ZeroSpam.com constantly checks your email accounts for spam from approximately every 5 minutes to every 15 minutes. Now, between the time ZeroSpam last checks your account and the time you check your account yourself, a couple of spam messages might have slipped in. They're pretty sneaky about that. And the solution that ZeroSpam recently came up with is the PopSpam account. You can now add an account to your preferred email client, such as Microsoft Outlook, Outlook Express, etc., that when you receive your email, Outlook or Outlook Express or any other email client you might be using will connect to this account first. Once you're connected to this PopSpam account, ZeroSpam.com will detect that you're just about to receive your email. At that point, it will scan your email account and remove the remainder of the spam. After it's completed, it will release the connection between your email client and it, and your email client can continue downloading the rest of your email. So in other words, this ensures that you receive virtually no spam, and they do recommend that you set this up. So I'm going to tab forward.
Tab, whitelist visited link. Tab, blacklist link. Tab, junk mail folder
visited
link.
This is just where you can view your junk mail, and in fact, I will press enter to go there.
Enter. Junk mail folder visited link. 24 links. 20
Although
visited,
I do
link,
not
link,
believe
link,
I have anything in this folder
link
at the moment.
Check all accounts. Link. There are no messages marked as spam in your account.
No, there aren't. But right above that,
link. Check all accounts now for spam button.
This is a button you can click on where it will check your account right then and there from the website. At this point, what I would like to demonstrate is how a blind or visually impaired person can navigate and access the verification message. For a sighted individual, once you click on the verification link, you will actually be presented with a graphical image that you have to identify. So, for example, this image might be a word, and you are required to type the word into the box provided. Now, this just helps to ensure that it's actually a human eye that's verifying this message, not an automatic computer. Now, for a blind person, ZeroSpam.com provides a feature where you can specify an email address to send the verification code you need to enter to. And at that point, you would check your email at that address, and you would receive the verification code. And at that point, you could simply alt-tab back to your browser and enter the code into the box. Now, this seems a little complicated, and that's why I'm going to demonstrate that now. I actually have Microsoft Outlook open at the moment, and I'm just going to alt-tab to it and send myself a test message, as I am not on my own whitelist. So it will detect my message originally as spam until I verify myself. So I'm going to alt-tab.
Alt-tab. Backslash Microsoft Outlook.
And I'm going to do a Control-N for a new message.
Control-N. Title dash message left paren HTML right paren. The dot 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 edit.
And I'm going to type in my own address. Grant underline Hardy at TELUS.net.
Tab. C dot dot tab. C dot dot dot. Tab. Subject colon edit.
Subject. I'll just call this test.
T. Tab.
And we'll just type this is a test.
T. Space. Okay.
Of the ZeroSpam.com verification process.
O-E-S-F-period.
And I'm going to press Alt-S to send this. Okay, I'm back in the inbox. At this point, I'm going to do a Control-M for the send and receive process. And if everything worked as it should, I should have received a verification message from ZeroSpam. At this point, I'm just going to go ahead and pause the review while Outlook receives, and I will resume the review when we're back in the inbox. Okay, so I'm back in my Microsoft Outlook inbox, and if I press an up arrow, I should see that I have received a ZeroSpam verification message.
Verify at ZeroSpam.com. Verification required for grant underline Barnea-TLIS.net. Protect .mod 7.
This is it. Okay, let's do a tab to open this message.
Tab.
And I'm just going to let it read for you.
Attention, a message you recently sent to a ZeroSpam.com user with the subject quote test quote was not delivered because they are using the ZeroSpam.com anti-spam service. Please click the link below to confirm that this is not spam. When you confirm, this message and all future messages you send will automatically be accepted. Link http://www.zerospam.com/verify.guy/user=1,087,777,517 and verify equals 376,019.
Okay, so that's just a long number, that link. And basically what it is saying is that once you click on this link and verify yourself, your message and all future messages will be delivered. And what actually happens during that process is that your address will get added to the person's white list. Now, what I noticed is that I have not actually received my message yet, which is good because I haven't verified myself. Now, I'm going to arrow down to that link and press enter.
Land. Link enter. ZeroSpam.com-verification-required-Microsoft-Internet-Explorer. Please type the number you see.
Okay. So I'm going to arrow down this page.
Translate colon. Link graphic English. Link graphic German. Link graphic Portuguese. Link graphic spam. ZeroSpam.com email verification. Land. You have reached this site because you have e-mailed someone who uses the ZeroSpam.com anti-spam service. Please type the number you see in the box below to confirm your email address.
Okay.
Land.
Now. Land. This number is actually embedded in an image, and therefore blind and or visually impaired users may not be able to see this image.
Land. Submit button. Land. Link blind users click here.
Now, ZeroSpam.com has great accessibility for blind users, and this link, blind users click here, is exactly what we want, so I will press enter.
Enter. No links. ZeroSpam.com-verification required. Land. Enter the email address you would like the verification code to be sent to colon.
Okay, so basically we can enter in an email address and they will send the verification code to us so that we can verify ourselves. I'll just enter my own email address here.
Enter. Forms mode on. F-G-F-H-R.
This might seem a little bit confusing to you because what I'm actually doing is verifying myself. Normally, if you, for example, were sending a message to me and you wanted the verification code sent to you so that you could verify yourself, you would enter your own email address here and click submit.
Enter. No links. ZeroSpam.land. The verification code has been sent to grant_barnea-TLIS.net.
Okay, I'm just going to go back to the previous page.
Blind users click here. Link.
I know this is getting a little complicated once
please
again.
Type the number you see in the box below to confirm your email address.
Now I have to check my email, which I will do.
T menu at send/receive sub enter all mail dot pop 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 dot mail.
I'll just go to the appropriate account. And I'm now back in the inbox. If I press home.
Home. Red. Support at ZeroSpam.co. Your requested verification code from ZeroSpam.co.
Okay, so this is the message they have sent. It should contain the verification code.
Only. The verification code you have requested is 5,858.
Okay, so 5,858. If you don't think you can remember that, you can just select this code.
5,858. Selected.
And copy it to the clipboard.
Copy. Alt tab.
And then. You would go back to this form here and paste it in. Press enter.
Enter. Form mode off. Thank you for confirming your email address. Land, your email has been delivered.
Okay.
Your email has been
and
delivered.
That's it. We can Alt F4 out of F4. Internet Explorer. And now, if everything has worked okay, I should be able to do a send and receive. And it's just receiving. And I should receive in my inbox the message that I delivered to myself, because I am now verified. So, once out of this, I'm going to do a home.
Home, grant, test, mod 7.
And this is it. I'm going to tab into the message and read it.
This is a test of the ZeroSpam.com verification process.
And this is the message that I sent myself. So as you can see, the verification process is extremely accurate. Now, this is really the beauty of the service, because this means that whenever your friends who aren't yet on your allow lists try to send you email, they will automatically receive these verification messages, and once verified, their messages will be delivered right to you without you having to do anything. Now, the final point I'd like to cover on the ZeroSpam.com review is the ZeroSpam.com account upgrades. ZeroSpam.com is a free service, and by default, your account will be in the free status. There are, however, paid services that you can purchase, which offer you the advanced features. Now, as I understand it, an upgrade to a standard account costs approximately $12 per year, and an upgrade to a professional account costs approximately $24 per year. Now, these upgrades offer much more storage space, and they also offer what's called the priority list. If you have a standard or professional account, ZeroSpam.com will add your email address to what's called the priority list. Now, all that's going to mean is that your account will be checked more frequently. Now, the other thing that I think is very attractive about the professional account for $24 per year, in addition to the maximum storage space, is the ability to customize your own verification message. In other words, you can put a personal note in your verification message to your sender, explaining a little bit more about what the verification message is and how to verify themselves. So thank you very much for listening to this review. This does conclude the ZeroSpam.com review. I do hope you will sign up as a free member, try out the free service, and if you really like it, I do encourage you, if you can afford it, to upgrade to the standard or professional service. Now, if you want to send me any feedback on the review or have any questions on using ZeroSpam.com as a blind user, please do feel free to email me. My email address is Grant, Grant_Hardy, Hardy, at telus, telus.net. Thank you again, everybody, for listening to this review.